Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 44. This chapter has 27 psukim in it. This chapter is in line with the previous prakim that continued the theme of Galus and Geula, exile and redemption. These chapters were written by the sons of Korach. There's essentially three main themes to this kapitel. Firstly, the Tehillim opens describing Am Yisrael's conquest of Eretz Yisrael. It describes how initially, to give the Jewish nation their land, God displaced the nations of the world. In verse 3 it says, God planted Yisrael in the land. The sons of Korach proclaim that Eretz Yisrael was not conquered through military prowesses. It was the strength of God's right hand that gave Yisrael back their land. The sons of Korach affirm their deep emunah in God's greatness and gratitude for all he's done to them. The Alchich HaKadosh notes, this is similar to the first Rashi in the Torah that explains, one day the nations of the world will say, you stole our land. We'll answer them back, God who created the entire world can give the land to whoever he pleases. Out of all the lands in the world, God chose to give us Eretz Yisrael. This is an amazing Rashi, because this is what's happening nowadays. The Alchich explains there are primarily two reasons why it's considered fair for us to possess Eretz Yisrael. One reason is because God chose us. He took us out of Egypt with 10 miracles, then brought us into the land of Eretz Yisrael. The second reason is because not only did God choose us, but we chose Hashem. When God gave us the Torah on Har Sinai, the entire nation said, yes, we'll do whatever you say. Moving on to the middle part of the parak, in verse 10, the chapter switches gears. It describes the great humiliation the nation has suffered from being in exile. Am Yisrael became like sheep to be slaughtered by the nations of the world. In verse 15, the psalmist wrote, you made us a disgrace among the nations. Lastly, in the third section of this chapter, starting from verse 18, the author prays to God, saying, even though we've suffered throughout exile, we haven't forgotten you. Our hearts and minds are still as strong as ever to serve you. The parak ends with a strong call for God to end the exile and redeem us. Not for our sake, but because of God's love and kindness. In verse 5 it says, Atahu Malki Elokim Tzave Yeshuas Yaakov. You are my king, O God, decrees victorious of Jacob. For starters, the Shaila Mora explains on the words, you are my king, just like God was our king then and did amazing, wondrous things with our ancestors to bring us back to our land, so too God is our king now and does the same with us. And what's the reference to Yaakov here in our pasuk? Because Yaakov represents the trait of emes, truth. Because the truth is, just like God saved us then, he'll save us now. Rav Nosson explains in Hilchas Hechsher Kalim, the mere fact we've been in exile for over 2,000 years has brought about an amazing revelation of God's Torah. Throughout every generation, more and more svarim have been written by some of the greatest, most elevated tzaddikim of all time. But nevertheless, that hasn't been enough for God to fully redeem us. That's why we ask God to save us Beschus Yaakov, in the merit of Yaakov, which represents the trait of truth. Because the truth is, aren't we all the children of Yaakov? Don't we possess the trait of Emes, truth, built into our very DNA of our being? Therefore, in this chapter, we ask God to have compassion on us, to help us break through all the barriers and impeding negative forces that are holding back the final redemption. For God to reveal His truth in the world, the truth of Am Yisrael, and the truth of Eretz Yisrael. Let us merit to see the full redemption in our days with the revelation of Mashiach ben David and the rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.